Hello, Noel Davidson, Water of Life Ministries, coming from Plano, Texas. We'll welcome everyone throughout the world on live stream, Roku, wherever you're getting us. I would like to say to Steady and to Zimbabwe that I believe God would have us do a water well in Chinoy and one in Kariba. I already got one going in Harare. And then Bartholomew took us to Chinoy and to Kariba, and he's has a large sanctuary in Harare. Appreciate those years in 1985. Thank God. So, I believe that's what God wants. He provided the money, and we're ready to drill. Sound like a politician in America. Drill, baby, drill. But for water. Thank God. Well, we are starting a new series. A new book, a very deep book, one that there's much controversy about because they don't know who the author is. And religious people like to contend. If they can find anything to contend with, they will. I was talking to a theologian once. Actually was having dinner with him, his wife and mine, Miss Patty, who's in heaven. And I said something about Hebrews, and I made a mistake saying who the author was. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, the author's unknown. And he said, well, I appreciate your honesty. Well, I will tell you, the author is Jehovah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A great blessing. So it's been 22 years, I think, since I taught the book of Hebrews. That's a while, you know that? But we're going to do, as the Lord leads us, share, teach the book of Hebrews, and we're going to begin tonight with chapter 1. Hebrews. Oh, yes. Back in the early 70s, I was as carnal as I could be. He said, we still are. God's my judge, don't you? And I was disturbed about where I was headed, what was going on in my life. And I said to God, where are we going? He said, Hebrews. I thought he meant Israel. Some years later, I went to Israel. But then I realized he was saying, you're going to live in the book of Hebrews. You're going to move in to the rest of the Father. You're going to cease from your own works, and that we have done. So, Bob Gartner is going to be reading for me, and we're going to begin in Hebrews 1, verse 1. There are lots of powerful scriptures in this chapter, and we will be redoing some of them, but it's important that you get these verses of Scripture written in your heart. Bob Gartner, would you begin with verse 1?
God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things.
Just a minute. Let's go back to the first phrase. God, that's what? Who at sundry times has spoken to us by the prophets? Is that what that says?
Okay, let me start over. God, who at sundry times and at divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets.
Right, to the fathers. See, God speaks to all, but he speaks to the fathers because they're the leaders. And God has spoken times past to the fathers. Understand that. Now, there's a change. A change in what God has been doing or now is doing. And what's the next verse?
Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son.
Notice the writer of Hebrews, who no doubt was speaking the words of God, calls that the time that this epistle was written, he calls it the last days. And he calls it the last days beginning with Jesus' appearance when he's about 30 years of age. That's powerful. The last days have been going on nearly 2,000 years. And now people say, but the last days are always here. Well, we are at the last of the last days, folks. So, early on, God spoke to the fathers through the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken through his Son, Jesus Christ. Then,
whom he hath appointed heir of all things.
Wait a minute. Jesus, he appointed heir of all things. Early on, God spoke to the fathers, to the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, who he has appointed heir of all things. 1985, God sent me to Zimbabwe, and there I ministered through Forward in Faith Ministries, Ezekiel Goody, of whom I met at the Garden Tomb in October, in Jerusalem, in October 1984. But God sent us there. And we were there 14 days, ministered over the years, tapes, books, so forth. But now, God has sent me back to Zimbabwe at the present time through live stream. Steady Masera is working with us in the ministry in Harare, and he will be working with us through other ministries in the days ahead. So, it's that Jesus that God spoke, is speaking to in these last days, that's speaking through us to the people of Zimbabwe. Next.
By whom also he made the worlds.
Oh, yeah, he's appointed the heir of all things. Right. And by Jesus, he also made the world. Next.
Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person.
Oh, look at that. You say, if I could see God. Well, if you have seen a man, Jesus was a man. And they called him a man. And he is now the express image of the Father. He is now. He was then. So Jesus is an image of the Father. And Jesus was a man and is a man. So the Father looks like a man. Next.
And upholding all things by the word of his power.
Oh, this is really cool. Who upholds? The Father, right? Read back up a couple of verses.
Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he hath made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins.
Upholding. Amen. Is upholding all things by the word of his power. And that is the gospel. You see, I happen to be a graduate of the University of Missouri. Over 200 hours. And I have studied and heard and repeated gravity. Gravity is a secular term described by pseudo-intellectual, coined by them. Gravity is not gravity at all. The gospel is the power of God. The gospel is what you call gravity. Wrong again. Next.
When he had by himself purged our sins,
Jesus himself, purge our sins. Let's go.
Sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Okay. Sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Majesty is the Father. Now, you people that have a problem believing that the Father and the Son are different, but you think they're all one, just one person or one something. Tell me how one something can sit on the right hand of the other. Are y'all here?
Amen.
All through Scripture, Old Testament and New, you see the Father referring to Jesus as the one that sits at his right hand. He's the man, Jesus. The man, Jesus. Sitting at the right hand of Jehovah. Interceding for us, the body of Christ, the ones that he's appointed to be joint heirs with him. The ones that he has appointed to be conformed to the image of himself. He's seated at the right hand of the Father praying. He's not sitting there smoking a peace pipe. Oh, you silly people. He's there praying make an intercession for that right now. Thank God. Purchase from all of our sins. Sit down to the right hand of the Father. Jesus, the man. Next.
Being made so much better than the angels.
He what?
Being made so much better than the angels.
Jesus was made so much better than the angels. All right? Next.
As he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
By inheritance. Jesus, by inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than the angels. And where did he get that name? Well, he overcame hell and death, and he got that name. Thank God. Oh, you think he wasn't more than a conqueror? Yes. You think he has not made us more than a conqueror? Yes, and amen. Next.
For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son?
Oh, yeah.
This day have I begotten thee.
Oh, yeah. And the writer of Hebrews asked this question, speaking by the Holy Spirit. And to which of the angels did God say? None. Thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Where did he beget him? From the dead. From the dead. Jesus, the man, was the first man begotten from the dead. Oh, what a Savior. Amen. You're going to hear that a lot from this apostle. Oh, what a Savior. By the time we get through the book of Hebrews, you will be saying, oh, what a Savior. And I will be quiet. Next, Bob.
And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son.
Oh, again he said, I will be to him a father, and to him a son. You know, my dad, he's in heaven. He's born again. He got healed, I don't know how many times. But he was blinded by things like you are. He was raised a Methodist, Northern Methodist, then John Wesley Methodist. In 1970, his prodigal son, you're listening to him, looking at him, perhaps, they thought that I didn't care anything about God, my whole family. I was a black sheep, perhaps because I had black hair. And I went home in August 1970. And I told my dad, and I spoke in other tongues. And out of my dad's mouth came a spirit that had to be cast out of him. And you got the same spirit that must be cast out of you. Out of my dad's mouth came, well, don't try to tell me that Jesus and the Father are not the same person. That was the devil talking to me out of my earthly father's mouth. I said, Dad, look, are you trying to tell me that you and me are the same person? And are you trying to tell me that Jesus, when he was on this earth, was praying to the Father which was in heaven, and in fact, he was just praying to himself? My dad dropped his head. Never said another word. You people that have those spirits in you, come out now, Jesus' name. You wondrous spirits, loose them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Devil's just left. I don't know how many people, but a lot of them. Where are we going next, Mom?
Verse 6.
Let's go.
And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him.
When he brought the first begotten into the world, that's Jesus, he said, let all the angels worship him. Right?
Right.
Amen. Next.
And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire.
Oh, he said to the angels, let's read that verse again.
And of the angels he saith, who maketh his... Of the angels he saith.
Okay.
Who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire.
Yeah. Of the angels. Speaking of the angels, Jehovah said, he made them what? Flames of fire and what?
And ministers of flame of fire.
Ministers of flame of fire. So, if things are getting hot with you, if they're getting hot with you, most likely it's an angel ministering to you. I know I have felt that fire. Well, let me say this to you. Angels ministered to Jesus, and if angels minister to Jesus, and don't you think they would probably need to minister to us? Well, I've had that warm, hot fire come on me many times. I rejoice. You know why? I know I'm overcoming something. The ministers, the angels of God are ministering to me. Glory be to God. And when I'm cold and I'm shivering, that's Jezebel attacking me with her witchcraft. Let's move on.
Verse 8. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever.
To the Son he said, thy throne is forever and ever. Next.
A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom.
Scepter of righteousness, the scepter of thy kingdom. Next.
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity.
Oh, there is what's necessary with every believer. Every believer must love righteousness and hate iniquity. Every person that believes must love righteousness and hate iniquity. Oh, do I ever hate what's going on today in Washington, D.C.? Hallelujah. Next.
Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Therefore God, even thy God, the God of Jesus, hath anointed him with the what? Joy of gladness?
Oil of gladness.
Oil of gladness, yeah. Yeah, he was anointed with the oil of gladness. Next.
And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth.
Oh, this is cool. Talking about Jesus. Jesus, at the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth. Now that's before he became a man. That's when he was God with the Father. Colossians 1 will tell you all about it. He laid the foundation of the earth. What else?
And the heavens are the works of thy hands.
And he also laid the heavens. Heavens are the works of the hands of Jesus. The foundation of the earth. Right?
Right.
And the heavens are the works of Jesus. Glory! Amen. Now, listen to this. Next.
They shall perish.
What will? The heavens and the foundation of the earth shall perish. They shall perish. Next.
But thou remainest.
Oh, but the sun remaineth. He put the heavens up and he put the foundation down and they will perish. But the sun, Jesus, remaineth. Glory. Is that heavy duty stuff? You can't get rid of him. He'll get rid of you, but you can't get rid of him. Next.
And they all shall wax old as doth a garment.
What? Foundations and the heavens shall wax old as what?
A garment.
As a garment. Next.
And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed.
As a piece of cloth, fold them up. Heavens and foundation. Perish. And what else? What's the end of that?
As a vesture shalt thou fold them up, right. And they shall be changed, but thou art the same.
Oh, they shall be changed. Be a new heaven and new earth, right?
Right. Amen.
Amen. Next.
But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail.
Jesus is the same, and his years shall not fail. Never. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Next.
But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool?
Which of the angels did he ever say, sit at my right hand and I'll make the enemies thy footstool? None. Go on.
Last verse. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who should be heirs of salvation?
Get this one. You know, Kenneth Copeland has a lot of heresy in him. But I will tell you, I never hesitate to give honor to one that needs honor. But Kenneth Copeland said one day, and I was listening, and I was shocked, and I could read it. Now, would you read that verse again?
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Who shall be. Shall be. Those ministers, those angels, ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those that shall be heirs of salvation. Oh, you know why you got saved, if you have? Because an angel was talking to you, ministering tell you. I had an angel died in my car when I was a practicing veterinarian for at least 2 years talking to me, when are you going to preach the gospel? And I wanted to say, when are you going to be quiet? Boy, did everybody leave? Oh, I thought maybe this place filled up with angels and all the people left. Remember, those that were going to be heirs of salvation. Is that what that says?
It says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who should be heirs of salvation?
Yeah. Is that the last verse?
Right. Yes, it is.
Shall be heirs of salvation. Angels, every one of us have angels ministering to. We got our own angels. Now, you know, I tell one thing Copeland says, and I thank God for him. Now I'm going to tell him he didn't see this. He talked to one time, I heard him say his angel was 9 feet tall. Well, mine's just about as tall as I am. And he doesn't bite by with flesh or blood. He fights with power, the gospel. Amen. Just like David. David killed Goliath. David was just a normal sized man. Goliath was offended because David came out to talk to him and to challenge him. But he, bang, got him. One stone. Used Goliath's old knife. Cut his head off.